Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe, the perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. Recently, I was in Australia, which is a country significantly larger than ours. If you're looking at a globe, it's on our left or east.
It's where everyone in America thinks we're from.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, that you've come back and you still haven't taken off that cork hat.
Well, flies are everywhere, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great, you're only a great there for like a couple of days.
Yeah, and I will be soon playing the didgeridoo for you both.
Oh, okay. Is that inappropriate for a white man to do that?
I'm not saying I invented it. I'm saying I admire the people of the land.
Because you walked in and you said, oh my God, guys, I've come up with the coolest fucking instrument.
Yeah. I've hollowed out a tree branch.
Yeah.
And we were like, painted it as well, fully painted. It's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
And you painted your face as well. I did. Lots of white dots and stuff.
I did.
It just feels off.
We did see, and this just speaks to, we had a talk about it afterwards, but we did see in an airport, like a welcome to, and it had some Aboriginal people of the local tribe.
Yeah.
And they had the white, like, paint, traditional paints on the face. And my daughters thought someone had graffitied the sign. Like, oh my God, I can't believe someone graffitied that sign. I was like, no, that's the traditional. Then we had a good talk about it.
Right.
Nice. So that they don't say that sort of thing in front of other people and make it look like we're raising racists, you know?
Yeah, going up to an Aboriginal person saying, who graffitied your face?
Something here.
Let me get that for you.
But Australian roadkill is so different. We get a rabbit, you get a possum. I love seeing a dead possum on the road here.
Oh, yeah.
Got him.
Got ya.
Gotcha, you bastard.
I like the poo-kickle.
Yes! Die!
You see
trash
the
hen.
Ferret or stoat.
Yeah, oh, you're that's like, a good day. You love seeing that.
And it is, it's yuck, but you're like, well, that's one less pest that's killing our native birds.
Absolutely.
Exactly. It's destroying 100%. Our native forests.
Do you think that when you drive past a cat?
No.
I just tell myself it was a ginger possum.
I say that too. Me too. Same. Oh my God, look at that floofy grey and white ginger possum.
That's a very cuddly looking ginger possum.
Yeah. In Ponsonby.
It happens. There's urban possums.
That wearing a collar. How weird. Yeah.
But kangaroo. We saw a full, dead full size 6-foot kangaroo.
That'd bloody flip your car.
It'd my ruin car, you.
It, the chimney wouldn't handle it. Oh no, actually you would handle it more so.
The chimney would plant it into next week.
Yeah. How big?
Like it's massive. Like it looked like a sack full of stuff on the side of the road, and as we got closer, like we saw it from ages back, and as we got closer, I was like, is that? It is.
Oh wow!
And I kept quiet because I didn't want to freak anybody out. And then when we went past, I said to Shadow, "Did you see that kangaroo on the side of the road?" She was like, "No."
Oh!
And then Indy was like, "Oh, what?" It's like a kangaroo, and we were coming back along that road later in the day. And everybody's eyes were peeled for it. I thought they were going to say it was gross or get real sad about it, but they're just like, that is insane.
That is so wild.
It's like bloody hitting a Kaimana or horse.
Yeah, they're massive. Those bloody things are huge.
How do you hit it?
Because they just run across the road and they happen so quick, I reckon you wouldn't even see it.
It's like a truck, boing, like big trucks across Australia.
Well, and they say you shouldn't swerve to avoid them because you'll just kill yourself. Wrapping around a tree or a power pole.
I swerved to avoid a bloody sparrow. I'm terrible.
No, straight through them. I remember when I first started dating Sade, I was driving her. Remember that GSR Lancer she had?
Yeah, she used to be a girl racer.
A Lancer.
Fuck, man, it was a rocket. It was turboed. It was insane.
That's so funny.
She would let me drive it, and that was quite nice when we first started seeing each other. And, I mean, these lippy...
This is a Hamilton love story.
It's beautiful.
This is a Hamilton love story. These,
brings a tear to my eye.
It's the Dinsdale notebook.
I knew she was the future mother of my children when she let me drive her Lancer. Oh, my God.
Living life a quarter mile at a time.
Her life could be so different,
hey? People always say she got a rundown villa and restored it. I rescued her from a trash pile.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I rescued her from what could have been.
She's a rescue. She's a plastic bag
wife.
She's a
rescue cat. She's a good looking rescue cat, but she's a rescue cat.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm a rundown old villa that she's restored, she's the rescue cat. And now eats bloody fresh meat. She gets jumbos every night.
Oh, she'd turn her nose up at the bloody rescue slum.
Yeah.
You've built her a fucking cat tower.
I have.
And a scratch post.
Yeah, I have. I'm getting regular vet checkups.
You're a hero. You are a hero.
I'm a hero.
It's beautiful. Adopt on shop.
I'm the good guy here.
You don't even know what her makeup is. She's a complete mongrel, but...
No idea.
No idea.
I don't want a 23andMe. It's the mystery that gets me.
Yeah, totally.
So when I first started seeing her, I remember we were driving and a rabbit ran out and I didn't even like flinch. I just tore through it. And she was like, and was absolutely taken aback. I've been in the car with her when, yeah, like you say, a bird or a hawk didn't take off from Roko quick enough.
And she was
like, you're just like, Jesus, get out of the way.
And
don't
even if it
swerve.
Doesn't, it's not worth killing us.
Go straight through it.
Yeah. Well, who's to say that our life is more valuable than that hawk's?
I will definitely stand by that statement.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Straight through them.
Yeah.
Maybe not a kangaroo.
Did
or
you
a
see
Kamana
any,
or horse.
Did you see any? Oh, my God. I've seen a horse dead on the side of the road. I don't think it was hit. I think it was just
old age.
A horse. It is so wild to see a horse on its side.
Oh, and they're massive.
And it was like stiff-legged, like a comedy horse.
Like rigor mortis.
Yeah, like on its side like that. And we were all like, I was with a marching team. Everyone was like, oh, my God,
was it in New Zealand?
It was in what's out of Dunedin, Mosgiel.
Oh.
Classic Mosgiel. Someone's probably coming back for that. Take it home to eat it.
You're beautiful.
A rocking horse?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, eat it.
Oh.
There was a guy at drama school that used to eat horse. He used to cook it in the room.
Well, lots of conscious. Like the common kitchen. It's weird that we drew the line at the horse when it comes to eating animals.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was just real into it.
Deer, you bet.
Yeah.
Horse? Mm. Oh, no.
I'm a chicky nuggy girl. You know?
I'd eat horse. Yeah. I'll put it out there. I'd eat a horse. There'd be a
nugget?
Lot of meat on that. Yeah. How many nuggets could you get out of one horse?
Millions.
Mooly up some horse.
Millions.
Yeah.